Nearly half of all undergraduate students in this country attend community colleges. Classes begin today at the largest community college in Massachusetts, Bunker Hill Community College in Charlestown. WBUR's Tanya Mosley visited Bunker Hill to meet some students who are just beginning their college education and others who are starting over.
At 46 years old, Todd Moses is by far one of the oldest in line for registration at Bunker Hill Community College. It's warm outside, and he's dressed in a denim jacket, jeans, and a skull cap. And he's holding in his hands a folder stuffed with papers.
What's in this folder here? It's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's, I just passed my GED, and I got my grant in here. You know, other stuff that was my housing information.
Moses spent 6.5 years in prison. He got out 4 months ago, and he's trying to stay on the right track. Recently, Moses remembered an offer he received as a teenager from Bunker Hill Community College.
A long time ago, I had got a little scholarship to come here, and I never did when I was younger. So now I was just incarcerated. I've been out for a little while. I'm not trying to go back. So I said, since I already was accepted there about 30 years ago, you know what I'm saying? I said, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try it, you know?
Moses wants to study psychology, maybe open a youth home for troubled boys.
I'm not trying to take a short way out. I'm just trying to take the right way.
There is no one type of student at Bunker Hill. Look up at the ceiling of the college's atrium, and you'll see the flags of 107 countries, representing 75 languages. Melanie Vargas Rodriguez moved to New England 6 years ago from the Dominican Republic. She decided recently it was time to go to school. She wants to set an example for her baby daughter.
Start with my English, to improve my English first, and then after that, I can do a career or something like that.
Some students travel far distances and sacrifice a lot.
I usually work anywhere from 10 to 15 hours a day, and I'm picking up another job that I'm going to be working 5 days a week, so I have to find a way how to manage that out.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. Hopefully I find a way.
20-year-old Daniel Francis takes an hour-long ride from Milton each day to classes before going off to work at a food truck. He ends the night at his new job in the airport. Francis wants to be a computer scientist someday.
I'm overly ambitious, so I like to go above and beyond, even though it might, you know, tie me up sometimes. I like to put myself in a position where I can, you know, better myself instead of doing the minimum and just coasting.
After waiting in line for registration, Todd Moses was told he needs to take an assessment test to take classes. And he's okay with that.
The hardest part would be dealing with my own self as far as being able to come sit in the class and get over certain little things in life that I hadn't been really accustomed to, you know?
30 years after receiving that scholarship offer at Bunker Hill, Moses says he's as ready as he'll ever be for a new opportunity to be a student again. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.